Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Got a baby Tone.
Bubba Gumpino, he's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Stop.
Hey, Tony.
What?
What?
What did he say?
What did you say?
Stop.
Still?
Stop.
What does that mean? Still?
Bruce is here.
Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
Are you sponsored by Kith?
No. Well, I've talked about this a bit off air, but there just came a point where, like,
being from New York,
every birthday and Christmas, I just get more Kith. So now I have a preposterous amount of Kith.
Okay.
And it's too much. I don't really know what to do with all the Kith. I look in my closet and it's all Kith. But
you know,
I don't want to keep wearing it all the time.
Because you should throw on the Kith small Yankee emblem hat.
Yeah.
Small Yankee hat. That should come and sit on the audio board.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
How did we do last night?
It was 2-0 in CBB. The Bruins game did not go over 5.5. It was stuck on 5. 3-2 loss for the Bruins.
Yeah, okay. Bruins killed the NHL parlay.
I went 7-5 in college.
There you go.
Couple of games we knew. Gumpy, Illinois, always a loser.
Yep. So was Auburn.
That was an absolute trap house.
Sanford, being 18-2 and 10-0 in their last... Always a loser when you're a dogs in that situation.
They lost. They were +3.5, lost by 4.
Sanford?
No, Auburn.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck happened in that game when they tipped the ball off?
There's no lights. They said, fuck it, let's play ball.
Yeah. I mean, the guy made the shot.
Yeah. fuck it.
NBA was 1-1, Thunder easily covered. And the Cavs, I couldn't find the cash out quick enough when I saw the Bucks come out. And boy, were they a happy team.
I didn't love that.
They were happy.
I did not love that.
You want to talk about dancing on graves?
You want to talk about basketball gods?
Not last night.
Yeah, well, it'll catch up.
Maybe.
It was always the Pistons.
Did they win?
Yes, they did win. They got win number 5.
Congrats to you.
Congrats to the Pistons.
Congrats to you, Bruce.
It's big win number 5.
Yep.
How do we do in the Aussie? Anything?
Ooh, fuck. I don't know if that woman won. but I do know that we got plays in the men's semifinals.
Okay.
The eyes of the sporting world are fixated on Melbourne, Australia at 10:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Football conference championship this weekend. Lines are moving a bit. Up to 7.5 officially on the NFC championship and 3.5 or 4 with the AFC championship.
We're in it's teaser territory.
Starting to get that way.
Yeah. Because whoever you like, I mean, but if you like the dogs,
but you obviously can't go through 0.
No, you do. I mean,
yeah,
you go through 0. You face the wrath of the internet and every gambler who's ever placed a
bingo
$5 parlay in their life.
I'm feeling chalky. I'm struggling to shake it off, honestly, because I know I'm going to go 1-1.
You don't have to shake it off. That's how you feel.
No, yeah. I don't want to feel that way.
I'm one favorite, one dog.
I really don't know.
I'm on a dog and an under.
Oh, an undie.
Yeah.
Wow. I think both dogs could cover and both favorites could win outright also.
Sure.
Which I'd hate.
There's a world that we would live in where that would happen for sure.
I think if Chiefs cover, Chiefs win.
I don't know. Tucker could easily hit one to win by one.
Or he can miss one.
Yeah. He has missed a few this year.
Tucker could miss.
Yeah.
Bucker hasn't missed. There's no way he missed.
No. Bucker can't miss. No, he's got sweet landing he does in bad weather, too.
Dude, that was sick. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows exactly Bucker's what he's dog. Doing.
Bucker might be the pound for pound.
We will do those picks Friday tomorrow. I know the money... And the bets are on the Ravens. And I believe the bets are on the Lions, but the money's on the Niners. So a bit of a...
Debo will be gone.
Yeah, Debo's going to go.
Debo will be gone. And
he better go.
No rain's going to be massive. It is another big test of how much does CJGJ help the Lions pass defense.
Yeah, I mean, if he gets a ball tipped to him, we'll see if he gets one this week.
He talks a lot of shit about Debo, too. Oh yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. Man.
He just talks shit, gets picks, on to the next round.
Until he,
his entire life.
Until he doesn't.
Until he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Till he doesn't.
Yeah. So yeah, not a ton on that right now. So you know, let's head to the NBA tonight.
The association.
Let's go to the association.
The hardwood.
I got a couple for tonight. Let's see here. Oh, it's Moneyline Parlay tonight. There's a lot of opportunities for it tonight. I found two that I was comfortable with. One being the Utah Jazz.
Oh, and the Boston Celtics.
At the Washington Wizards. Number two being the Boston Celtics.
Yes, I'm in that parlay as well. And I don't love doing this to you, Bruce, but I like the Nuggets on the money line of the Knicks.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
it's short.
It's fair play. My breakdown here is that... I feel like I've been shitting on him probably a little too much. Like, Julius Randle is our king. He is the leader of our team.
Yeah.
He built us from the depths of despair and brought us back. But Aaron Gordon is a tough matchup for him. He's probably one of the best, if not the best, defender at the four position in the NBA. Sorry, Anthony Davis.
Technically a five.
Technically a five.
Bingo. Technicality there.
Technicality a five. So for that reason, just Jalen Brunson 25 plus and OG Anunoby 10 plus parlay those. You get minus 140. That's where I'll be tonight.
Okay.
That's where I'll be.
Matt, where are you going to be tonight?
That's where he'll be.
You're going to be on the court.
Are you going to Cambridge the game tonight? Are you going to be there for the Sirs, Mitt?
I will probably end up being there.
Nice. Let's go, man.
Come on.
Halliburton. Not my favorite.
Why is he out again? Is he hurt again?
It's his hamstring. He reacted.
Oh, he came back too early?
Yeah.
They pushed him
to come back for Siakam's
soft tissue.
This is a lingering issue now.
That's going to put a big damper. Big damper on that. I do like Indiana plus five for the vibes. It's not my favorite play. I love Utah Jazz minus the 7.5. I actually like the Knicks plus 2.5 at home with Denver on their little road trip. I like Minnesota going into Brooklyn minus 3.5. And then I love Sacramento on the money line going into Golden State.
Golden State on a back-to-back.
Yep.
What's
that about?
I too like the Pacers plus the 5.5 tonight. I think it's a bit of a sleepy spot after a 70 piece from Embiid, reading the press clip-ins and all that jazz.
Pacers are in the playoffs right now. Is he playing?
I think the plan is that he will play.
Right. He's not on the injury report. Who was on it? There was somebody on it that Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba's out.
Yeah. Jeez.
Duh. Yeah, there are a few other guys that I think are questionable for the Sixers.
For the Sixers, I'm currently looking at...
Toby's questionable. I saw that.
Toby's game time. Morris is a game time.
Ooh, not Morris.
Bamba's out.
Is Tyrese Maxey a game time or questionable?
Nope, he's good to go.
How do they play without Mamba?
Terrible.
They're probably fine. I mean, Tobias is big. Tobias is big. As is Morris.
Tobias has been like... sneakily very good for the Sixers for a while.
Yeah.
He does not get his flowers.
No, he does not. He does not. There was an era where it was like Bradley Beal and Tobias.
Because it was, Jimmy Butler.
Oh, same time.
Yeah.
Nah. They actually chose to pay Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler. Yeah.
And he said, I will scorn you with the power of 1,000 suns. And that's what Jimmy Butler does.
And what's the other one? Duncan Robinson, better shooter than Kevin Durant.
See, people said
that was from
who said that?
Udonis Haslem said it.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
don't, Bruce, don't.
Well, Kevin Durant is a playmaker. He creates shots. Duncan Robinson just runs around 3-point line shooting.
You're underselling Duncan Robinson's playmaker.
You couldn't undersell.
And you're underselling KD's just spot up a shoot.
That's just not a conversation that should be had at any moment in life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant might not be on the Mount Rushmore of, in general, players ever, but he's probably on the Mount Rushmore shooters.
Scorers.
I mean, he just shoots the ball.
Like, I tell you, let me know when Duncan Robinson, if he's on anything ever. even if he's on a poster outside the Heat building.
I'm just telling you, watch this game. Okay?
I've watched a lot of Duncan Robinson. He can't shoot like Kevin Durant.
That's not sorry. Where'd he go to school again?
You know where he went.
Where'd he go? Yale? No, he didn't.
Duncan Robinson?
Did he? Yeah, he transferred, I think, from Yale.
Come on, Blue.
He's a Michigan man. Come on, Blue. Are you still a Michigan man now, or is it that over, Bruce?
Oh, no, of course. Let's go, Sharon Moore. Come on.
What about Andrew Brandt trying to say?
Thank you.
Andrew Brandt?
Hold on. I don't like the... Can it just be spontaneous?
No.
Can we not
have anything? What did that happen there?
We can't move on until you do it.
What do you mean?
The ADD in me.
You got ADD? We already did it.
I know, but I wanted it to be real.
All our bits are falling apart.
Well, we can't do it. We can't do it twice.
We can do whatever we want.
Any more NBA in it?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Let's go to the ice.
Why are the Thunder catching 2.5 of the Pelicans?
Yeah, because the Thunder.
When did that happen?
Back.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I
thought that was tonight.
Nope.
I have a one play on the ice before. Just want to get it out there.
Let's hear it.
I'd like to take the Chicago Blackhawks plus 455 on the money line. The largest
favorite
dog.
Yeah, but the
and favorite.
Yeah, he's literally in 650.
625, 650.
I saw that 650 and my eyes bulged.
650?
650.
$650 to win a Benjamin.
That's just this season, right? That's the largest because I'm pretty sure the Avs.
In the last two seasons.
Okay, I knew the Avs were flirting with that last year. That six, maybe it was 2 years ago. They were up there at one point.
Shohei Ohtani might get there this baseball season.
He's not pitching.
If he was.
Anyone else going to ride the Blackhawks with me?
No.
No, but I wish you luck.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, as our bad team correspondent, I don't love it.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
The Pants are at the Wings. Ooh, just an old-time
big match
classic here. Matchup.
Give me the Pants.
Ooh. Yes.
Give me the Pants. Money. They're a good road team. Plus money. Feels like I know they've been giving up some goals lately. You know,
Detroit all of a sudden.
Oh, no.
It has nothing to do with Detroit.
Yes.
It has everything to do with the Pants.
This is a terrible city.
Whoa. Bruce.
Jeez.
What's your problem?
Wow. You're a Michigan man.
You're a Michigan man.
On a mish.
Don't.
I'm on a mish.
Okay. Bruins at the Sens. Bruins short. Short favorite.
Short because they just lost last night in crippling fashion. Rough night last night on the ice, and I took it in the shins on all fronts. The Bees blew the game after tying it 2-2 late in the third. Tonight, Jeremy Swayman will go, who's 4-0-3 in his last seven. I like that. Going against Ottawa, who are 4-1-1 in their last six.
Jesus,
Sens. Yeah, they're pulling it together. They're
playing. They just keep playing the half.
They scored at least four goals in all those games, too. I will take the Bees.
Yeah.
Swayman is the factor for me.
Yes. Mark me down.
The Isles are traveling to Montreal.
Ooh, tough barn.
Tough barn, especially now. Sid's going to Montreal, is that what I heard?
What's that?
Sydney.
The Canadian media is starting their spin of we need to bring Sidney home because the Pens stink and they don't want to see Sidney Crosby doesn't deserve to go out
on Canadiens stink too.
Fading team. Jeez. That is true.
Habs?
Yeah, they're looking to avoid their four straight loss tonight. But I will take the Islanders going into Montreal with Patrick Waugh. It'll be an electric atmosphere. He did not leave on great terms with the franchise.
No.
I believe they've made peace at least since then. But
Be interesting to see what happens here.
But the Isles have also lost five straight on the road. So there you need this one.
Okay.
Marty St. Louis and Patrick are good friends.
Okay. The Yotes are away from the Let. They're in Tampa.
I will take Tampa on the 60-minute money line, please.
Yes.
Granted. The Welts.
Yes.
Okay.
The Welts.
The Devils are in front of 20,000 screaming Caniacs.
We just talked about the Caniacs, how they beat the Bruins last night in heroic fashion. The Devils are 1-7 in their last eight in Carolina.
Okay.
So 20,000 screaming Caniacs, coming out loud. Probably Antti Raanta going tonight for the Caniacs. Let me take the Caniacs at home. They just traveled to Boston after, what was it, a 6-game homestand? And this is the start of a 5-game homestand. They're good on home ice. Give me the Caniacs.
Okay. Uh-oh. I'm not seeing a horn ringer tonight. So
that is troublesome.
Who's in net?
I believe Antti Raanta, I think.
Who played last night? Spencer Martin.
Spencer Martin.
Jeez.
Pred at the Wilds.
Ooh. I'll take the Wild, looking for their fourth in a row.
The Wild Light figured it out?
I don't know if I figured it out, but I just think they're avoiding getting embarrassed like it was starting to look like.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Ducks are at the Stars. $3 favorites for the Stars.
Texas Hockey puck line.
Okay.
Ooh, -130.
Got to do it that way.
Wow, wow. Star.
Come on, Gump.
Stars Oilers money line parlay.
Oh, what?
Give me some goals tonight, Gump.
And then the Flames are about almost $2 favorites against the Blue Jackets.
That is absurd.
They are, because the Blue Jackets have only won once in their last 6 games, and the Flames have lost 3 in a row at home. I refuse to believe that will continue in the Saddle Dome. Come on, Flames, give me the Flames. Jeez. Calgary, we need you.
Okay,
give me the Flames.
Good luck. Let's hope it goes better than last night.
It will.
Yeah, I think there will.
It will.
I think it will.
Let's hope.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Good luck, Nick.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, Nick.
God bless.
What are we doing for Say Bebe?
See Bebe. How many picks do you got, Tony?
None.
Yes. Pardon? This is a tricky
none,
one.
Not in See Bebe.
What? This is your bag.
Yeah,
brother.
I hated the slate tonight.
This is wheelhouse, boys. What do you have any Bruce?
Are you on California Northbridge?
Cal State Northridge?
Something like that, yeah.
Against Cal State Bakersville?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm on Cal State Northridge on the money line.
Nice.
Yes. I don't like going against Fairleigh Dickinson, but give me Central Connecticut on the money line. I'll take Campbell on the money line versus Elon. North Florida, money line at Bellarmine. UMass Lowell, money line versus Vermont. Oakland money line at Green Bay. UNC Wilmington money line at Northeastern. Lipscomb money line at Florida Gulf Coast. Cleveland State catching 2.5 at home versus Wright State. Grand Canyon money line at Stephen F. Austin. I don't love this, but I think San Francisco catching 9.5 is too many at Gonzaga.
Okay.
I know that's might not be enough points, but I think San Francisco can cover there. Western Illinois money line at Southern Indiana, and Cal State Northridge money line.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yes. Let's hope that let's hope somebody will join me in college basketball.
Oh, the slate stunk.
I mean, Cleveland State plus 2.5 versus Wright State.
I didn't love it.
You should have.
I didn't love it.
You should have.
I'm tough barn.
Tough barn.
They're at home.
Yeah, it's a tough barn.
That's why getting 2.5 is something.
I've been to a game there.
Jeez.
Bruce, what are we doing for the Aussie?
Oh, yes, the Aussie. So.
Hideki just hit a pole in one.
Give me.
Matsuyama.
A second.
He caught his first hole in one on the tour. At the Farmers Insurance Open.
The RC Open men's side. First, Djokovic is taking on Jannik.
Oh.
Jannik, perhaps. Jannik.
It's Jannik.
Jannik. Yes. Sinner. Sinner is plus 160. He dismantled Rublev in the quarterfinal. He's playing amazing tennis. The best of his life/career. We will back him. That is our favorite play. And then on the other side.
Hold the phone.
We're betting against Joker.
Going against Joker.
Yes, we are fading Djokovic. If you don't like it, sorry.
Yeah. No. I just like to state that I'm.
The odds just moved against Jannik down to plus 150.
What's so, Joker's odds?
What's Joker? Minus,
minus 180.
Yeah.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Joker.
You know, he's not really as much of a hard court guy in his elder years here.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I think he could get got in. And unfortunately, Sinner is like the most likely. It really should be the final, Djokovic versus Sinner. But anyway, on the other side, Daniil Medvedev takes on Zverev. Zverev knocked off Alcaraz last round in a spirited effort, but he's a bit of a bottler, if you will. He tends to get to semifinals and then double fault his way out of the tournament.
He's a bottler.
Yeah, he's a bit of a...
bottler, mate.
He tends to shrink in the last two stages.
Wow.
I actually don't know. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, universe. But I don't know if he's ever won a semifinal of one of these major tennis tournaments. So with all that being said, we will lay the 145 with Medvedev.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
What's Medvedev's
odds? Are these your picks or Dirty
Mike's? Laying 145. These are Dirty Mike's picks, but I just have been watching enough to actually.
Okay,
but I like the Medvedev there.
Okay.
I'll lay the 180 on the Joker, though.
Fools. I mean, you talking shit on Joker.
I mean, this is kind of, when you get down to the nuts and bolts of what tennis betting is, it really just comes down to fading the public favorites down the stretch. Okay. That's all tennis.
You mean in all the majors that the Joker's won?
Joker.
Yeah. Yeah, you fade them until you can't anymore.
I can't do it anymore.
But I just didn't like how you were talking about the guy.
I'm just saying.
Like you could
catch him on clay. He's on top.
You could do it with a little more respect.
Catch him on the grass. Can't beat him. Can't touch him at Wimbledon. Nobody can. Probably never will. He could probably win Wimbledon when he's 55.
Let's hope.
Now you're talking about
it. Let's hope.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying the service is tough on the knees.
I mean, he's not my favorite of all time, but at least I talk with respect.
Who's your favorite of all time?
Rafa.
Really?
You're a Rafa guy?
Yeah, big Rafa guy.
Growing up, I was a pretty big Rafa guy.
Yeah, I mean, I just love the way that he played the game.
I was Agassi growing up.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a massive Danny Evans guy.
I like
that. Bob Evans.
I like that.
Daniel Evans, I believe is his first name.
Yeah.
The guy who's doing schnee.
Do we have anything else today?
We have FA Cup tomorrow, Tony.
Nice!
And I tell you who I like. I like Villa. Double chance versus Chelsea. Chelsea just played in the Cup. They won. They're going to be pumped up. Villa brings them back to earth. And James Maddison returns for the Spurs.
Shirley, it's the Tottenham Hotspur!
They are +350 versus Man City. I will not lay that, but I will take them at plus money on the double chance, please.
Okay.
Yes, sirski.
And then in other footy leagues around the world.
Okay.
I like Frankfurt moneyline versus Mainz.
Okay.
Torino draw no bet at Cagliari.
Sure.
Alaves draw no bet at Almeria.
Uh-huh.
And Lyon draw no bet versus Rennes.
Lyon.
Okay. Lyon.
Lyon. This is the FA Cup. This is who we are.
Bit anything?
Tony, I got something for you.
Sure.
That was good juice there, man.
Well, Tony, last night I had a couple parlays. I was celebrating a little bit. And to quote one of my favorite celebration quotes of all time, after that, I had a cheeseburger and I went to bed. Andy Reid.
Well done, lad. Well said, lad.
Nailed it.
And that's what we're going to do tonight.
That's what we're fucking doing tonight,
that's
baby.
That's what we're fucking tonight. Woo! Boy, you get a burger. You woo! Get a burger. You get woo! A burger.
Nom, nom, nom.
Woo! Nom, 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 nom.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Ah.